A UT expert studying the agricultural impact of bats. Lee Maddox here with today's Accent on Agriculture. University of Tennessee researcher Dr. Gary McCracken is in Texas this week researching the ability of Mexican free-tailed bats to protect Texas crops like corn and cotton against insect infestation. The research seeks to better estimate numbers of Mexican free-tailed bats in Texas and to determine the dollar contribution that bats are providing to protect crops against this insect damage. Early indications show that these bats are worth millions of dollars in avoided pesticide use. Dr. McCracken is a professor in ecology and evolutionary biology at UT and has been studying bats since the late 1970s.
If we can document the amount of damage that is prevented, that's one of the impacts that the bats are having. The other impact is that they use a lot of pesticides to knock back these insect populations. This is the conventional way of control. And any that the bats eat are insects that will not have to be killed by pesticides.
Now, these bats live in Texas from March to October, and hungry mother bats can eat up to two-thirds of their body weight in insects each night. And subsequently, generations of adult moths migrate through Texas, providing food for the mother bats' tremendous appetite. And McCracken says this benefits an area much larger than Texas.
We're doing this study in central Texas on looking at bat populations that are where the bats are very abundant. These are Brazilian free-tailed or Mexican free-tailed bats. And these bats are intercepting the insects as they migrate into fields of Texas, and then as they emerge from the crop fields and migrate elsewhere throughout the U.S.
Dr. McCracken hoping to prove that these Texas bats are helping to keep the insect population down for farmers even here in Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.